Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Yeah,
and I tell you what, a very special guest with us today. I mean, we had Marty here last time, and there was calls for Scotty to be brought to the table. And here you are, mate.
Yes,
how are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Where's the food?
Not the food. The food's not here.
Right, okay.
Do you know what? This is a Friday show. The Friday show, we normally do 1 out of 10 club, which is
right.
Rubbish food. We need to have you on the 9 out of 10 because of your love for food.
Yes.
Because you're not only are you a foodie, but you're a good cook, aren't you?
I think so. I'm better than Jay. The bar's pretty low.
We've done a come down with me before. It might be interesting to branch out, might it, and bring you into the fold.
We should do a Scotty and Motty on the come down with me. That would be awesome.
Has Jay ever cooked for you?
Not really. He once we lived in Greece together when we were working in Malia, and he put some. We had no cutlery, so he brought me the plastic bag that you get inside cornflakes.
Yeah, yeah.
He took out the box and then just poured milk in and give me a spoon.
That's cool.
And that was love. That's
James,
how we live.
By the way, Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh yes.
Sorry.
Hello everyone. Hello.
Great to see you. Ethan's catching his breath. He's been working hard.
He does work hard, Ethan.
He's keeping the ship afloat.
Yeah.
Since Joe's gone. But we've got lots to talk about. We've got lots of new stories to get through. Just on your relationship with Jay.
Yeah.
When was the first time you used to meet again?
We were both stinking hungover at a call centre in Old Trafford. It was a training day for a new job that we both applied for. And we both looked at each other across the room and thought, yes, he's just hanging out of his ass like I am.
What did you have to sell?
We were selling phones, I think, like phone lines to people. It was a brand new sort
phones
of style.
But
yeah, the company called OneTel. So it was absolute disaster from the beginning. But yeah, so me and Jay hit it off from the beginning, started drinking on the first day.
What do you mean? Started drinking on the
first
day?
I said, you want to go to the pub halfway through? And that was it, liquid lunches. And then we lasted there for 2 years, I think. And then he went to Malia first, and then I went to Malia on holiday afterwards. And we both ended up working out there for 4 or 5 months.
And when you say working, in bars and clubs?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So his job was harder than mine. I worked inside a bar, so barman, and then I ended up being a DJ because the DJ left. So I had a decent job, and my bar was more family orientated.
Yeah.
So it shut at 1-2.
That's a torch.
I went down where Jay had one of them jobs. What were they called? And he used to have to go drag people into the bars.
Oh, no.
You two have free shots, fishbowl, one of them.
Yeah.
Honestly. And he used to get in some right states. But
really?
He was very good at his job, though, to be honest. You know how convincing it can be.
Yeah.
But back then, he's lost a lot of weight now, but because he was drinking, he was a very, very skinny man. But he used to always pick people up and then try and take them into the back.
Because he's tall, Jay.
Yeah.
You don't see it, do you, Ethan? Some people think, I can't believe how tall he is.
I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
6'5".
You're partial to a lad's holiday, aren't you, Ethan?
Oh, well, I was recalling my fishbowl story where... my friend, so we all shared one. We got a big one, €70 it cost, but we all shared it out.
€70?
How many of you?
There was about maybe seven of us were going into this bowl, so a tenner each.
Right, and did you personally think you got £10 worth of drink?
We got a lot of spirits mixed into this big bowl, and I remember we all had our straws, and we were sucking through our straws. And my friend Purdy, who was there, had a cold, and he started blowing bubbles, and we all had a cold a week later.
Oh, fuck that.
That's not the thing, though, you know. That's quite common, the fishbowl cold. It's because of the ice that they use. A lot of people, the ice is made with local water.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of people tend to get bad throats on holiday.
Fuck that.
Yeah.
These fishbowls are just full of shit.
Oh, it's shit, isn't it? Yeah.
I did,
but you have to do, it's a rite of passage, isn't it?
Did you enjoy certain places in particular, obviously you meant Malia, but was there a certain destination which was a bit more party vibes that you enjoyed more?
Malia was great, but it was just too intense. And
how do you mean intense?
It was just every night it was proper fuck. You know, there was no let up. There was no should we have a nice easy one.
Yeah.
And this is every single day for months on end. And I just thought, I can't be arsed with any of this. And then somebody told me about this backpacker island called Ios. Have you heard of Santorini?
Oh, yeah.
So there's another island next to Santorini called Ios, and you can't, like, drive on this island or anything. So I'd heard about this, and then this girl that I knew said she fancied going over there, so we just basically didn't have any employment over there, jumped on a boat, and then just headed to Ios, got off, and then found employment there, and I was working in a bar hotel there, and then great place, just used to get stoned under the... It's a lot more of a, like, it's not like backpacker vibe, used to live near these windmills up on the hills and stuff, and just, like, get completely stoned and watch Shooting Stars all the time. It's great. Really, really cool. And then, like, I basically blitzed all my money, and that's where I made the conversation to mum and dad, can you help me get a flight home? Like, at the end of the summer.
Of course,
They were not impressed in the slightest.
But what are the locals like when you work around places like that?
They were a lot better in Ios than they were in Mala.
Because essentially going over there to cause chaos, like, Brits are,
so it's a conflict, isn't it? Because if the Brits didn't go over there like that, then they wouldn't have any economy, I imagine. But there was a lot of times when they used to have, like, I don't think they were the police. They were the unofficial police. They used to walk around in black, and if you were kicking off, like, there was times where workers had been bungled into the back of a van or back of a boot of a car and then drove off to the hills, done in, and then made to walk back and stuff. Some people didn't.
Wait, you never saw it. Who did this? You?
No. They weren't the police. They were just, like, the local security, mafia or mob or whatever. They were running it. That owned all the bars. So if anyone's getting too out of hand, like Jay'll say, we used to see people get, like, picked up and then put into the back of a car and then drove off and then absolutely, like, battered, and then you see him days later and they'll come back and stuff. But they'd, like, remember the guy used to come to my bar, he was half Jamaican, half Greek, this guy called Alex, and
didn't think Alex was gonna
No.
See Alex.
Alexander, I imagine. But he was the strangest guy because he was Greek, but he had, like, dreadlocks as well. And he used to ride a motorbike, and he used to always come into the bar and have a whiskey end of the night. And we used to get, like, chatting. And I worked and lived near the old town, so I got quite immersed
in them.
But he said one night, he said, chance come to Agios Nikos, I think it was, where he lived. And so I jumped on the back of his motorbike, said, I've just got to drop some bread off. So I'm like, okay, which was the weirdest thing. So anyway, so this is like two in the morning driving, and it's like a 40-minute drive in the back of his motorbike.
No way, you're holding on like a romantic
And then I get into this house, and then there's no lights on, and it just goes like that, clink, and then which was a gun, and then put some bread down, and I thought, I'm not getting home, am I, from here? And I went, do you want a drink? I said, yes. And then we just, like, done a few rackies or something. You remember we had rackies?
Yeah,
lethal shit.
That is lethal.
Had a few more of them. He put his gun back in his jeans. He jumped back on the bike and then dropped us back in Mallet or something. But it was like, it became like, what's going on? You know, if you've heard
That's
the noise. I don't know if you've ever heard the noise of a gun being placed down.
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't. Ethan in Newcastle?
I had this in America when I first arrived. So I lived in the States, so I worked in the States for 3 months in Cincinnati.
Yeah, it's an interesting time of your life. I don't think you've gone into it much. Obviously, Sex Biscuits were a big thing. Stroopwafels.
Stroopwafels.
They were called Sex Biscuits in Ethan's life.
From the goalkeeper,
Wes. But I don't know where you actually lived.
Well, I lived in... So the club I worked for was called the Cincinnati Dutch Lions.
Can I tell you that it's a different club to the one that Scotty would work for? Your club is football. Your club is partying.
Right, okay. Right.
You said club. I was like, there's not a club in America called the Cincinnati Lions, is there?
No, that's a really good point, Joe.
Don't go for a fishbowl.
Yeah, right, yeah.
In the football club, they'll throw you out.
Oh, I'll tell you what, we would. We'd have a good time after a win, let me tell you that. That is for sure.
He's lost his mind, baby. I can see it in his eyes.
I lived in northern Kentucky, even though Cincinnati is obviously Ohio, but it was on the border,
right?
You see. What was the story that you asked me to tell you about?
Where did you live? I just said, where did you live?
Yeah, I just lived there, northern Kentucky.
Is that where KFC was from?
Yeah, Kentucky.
Why, I've never been to Kentucky and I don't want to diss it, but America's a great place. Why would you go to Kentucky, Ohio?
Sorry, I was talking about the gun. But, I just recalled now. You asked me about the gun getting put on the table. Sorry, but why did I go to Ohio?
Yeah, it's always crazy.
Just for a few months of experience and fun as I was running the media for the football club there.
Oh, so Their job, a job comes up, you go all for right. it, you get it.
Yes, and I got the job over there. And when I got there, so you, if those who were eagerly listening there, or just listening, would have noticed I said Cincinnati Dutch Lions. And that's because the club was owned by Dutch people.
Right.
So the Dutch owners, when I was there, Dutch billionaires, Hans, I went into his office. I was like, hello, Hans, and his son was there. And they went, have you ever seen a gun before? I was like, no. And I was always a bit scared of going to America anyway because of the guns, you see, Joe. So I was like, no. And he went, well. And he just opened his desk and he put it out and he put it on the table. And he was laughing, going, ah, bet you Englishmen are scared of guns. I was just like, oh, you're fucking mental.
That is crazy. Yeah. Like some sort of power move.
Oh, yes, it was a power move, all right. But he was a very nice billionaire.
He's a billionaire.
Or at least he had hundreds of millions of pounds because he owned many big businesses. He owned the main windmill company, construction company. Did I said windmill because it was Dutch.
Yeah.
So you bad, did you he make windmills?
It was on his logo. He asked me once to design a logo for his new cannabis company, Cannabis Farm. And I never used Photoshop at that time. But I made this terrible, like, cannabis farm logo thing. And I was thinking, if this takes off, I'd like a bit of money, but he didn't use it because it was shit. I just had, like a marijuana.
Did you see the one that he went for in the end?
I didn't. No, I was too saddened to see how much better it would have been than mine.
There is those things about the person that did the night tick originally. She only got like...
The what?
The night tick.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they only got... I think it was a lady who only got about $70 because they just bought a simple design
off her.
And now it's iconic, isn't it? I mean, I probably got the actual facts wrong there, but, you know, not what...
yeah.
Essentially, the actual...
I'm probably talking shit
there, the real detail of what I probably said is wrong, but here's the main headlines.
Yeah.
Someone didn't get what they deserved.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Do you reckon that still rubs up the wrong way now?
Probably dead.
Yeah. When did Nike come out? 60s?
Nike, well, yeah, Google that for us.
What about Apple? Well, the person who sold Apple sold it for like a few grand, didn't they?
Oh, the logo?
No, the business.
Oh, right, yeah.
Some man.
Aslan? In a shed.
Aslan?
No, some man in a shed.
So, but was he not about...
Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
I think Jobs is a fraud. He bought it off him.
No, you can't say that. You can't say Jobs
allegedly.
Is a fraud.
R.I.P.
So Apple was a thing. Jobs came in and bought it. Are we all just spouting shite here? I'm sure Jobs was about. He was kicking about.
Some man had some important part to play. That we don't.
There was somebody done over. I think I've seen the Steve Jobs film and like he didn't come off pretty well.
Yeah, was the network with Zuckerberg, wasn't it?
No, it was Jobs film.
All right.
There's a lot of. I mean, business anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, it's business.
He's a twat as well.
Fucking business.
Zuckerberg.
Yeah. No. So have you been, Sky? Because normally we do Breaking Joe's, which is talking about with the week that's just been. That's on the Tuesday episode, but you're not going to be here.
Right.
So why don't you tell us about the week you've just had?
The week I've just had. Preparing for my brother's wedding.
That's great. So
yeah.
It's a bit. What's it going to be like? Because it's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's this Saturday. So it's just it's going to be Manchester Town Centre in Castlefield.
Lovely.
I think it's going to be quite a relaxed thing, I hope. But the stressing going up to it. You know, like the bride's supposed to be stressing about the outfits. My brother's just gone. They're in the WhatsApp group. He's like, what do you reckon to this colour and this texture? And he's going, like, just get a suit. He's picking it up. So today's Thursday and he's picking up tomorrow. He gets married on Saturday.
No.
I know.
That's leaving crazy, it late. Isn't it? What if it doesn't fit?
I know. Well, I think he's gone to a tailor's to get measured to get done, so it should be done for today.
What are you wearing?
Tuxedos.
Hey, you've already got it sorted?
Yeah. I got mine yesterday.
So you're the best man?
One of the best man. My cousin's the other best man.
And how's the speech going to work? Are you all going to take turns, or what's it going to
be? It's going to be three speeches, I think. I'm doing one, my cousin's doing one, and I think my brother's going to be doing one. I'm going for the more sort of...
Yeah, what were you
older
going?
Brother... Bit of jokes about him, and then nice words about her, and then a few poetic words about
love,
and that's it.
That's
played
nice.
It safe.
Are you, so no, like rogue mother-in-law jokes.
Nah, I've had words of warning about things I kind of can't say, so I'm toeing the line.
Do you want to say any things you can't say now on air?
No.
Would you be a good best man, Ethan?
I was just thinking this right now. I think none of my friends would pick me. I think I'm always just cutting it short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the closest person that you think might pick you as the best man?
Well, I don't think any of them will. I'm always second or third place. So obviously, I've lived with for the longest out of my friends in Manchester would be Matt and Wob, but I come second and third every time there, I'm pretty sure. Back at home, with my friend Nick, I come second to my friend Jack.
What about Alan? What about Nick crazy Alan?
No, I don't think I'd pip it for Alan. I think.
Why? Who's going to be his best man?
Well, if I got offered, that would be lovely. But I just don't think, sadly enough, I have any meaningful enough relationships to qualify.
Who's going to be your best man then? Did you know who's yours is
going to? Andy's my best man. Andy's a little bit of a nutter.
Right.
So to sort of contract that, I've also brought in Daryl, who's also a nutter. So them two are looking after the show. I think the idea of, like, we're gonna get married probably, well, we thought it was going to be 2025, but, like, life is, like, a bit crazy. Like, yeah. Jobs are hectic in a minute. Freelance life is a bit wild. And Becky's jobs, it's working for the government. They're doing some crazy stuff at the minute, like getting rid of certain roles and then just hiring agency staff at like double the amount just so they can pretend that they've fucking cut jobs. So it might be the year after, but a stag do is looking good.
Yeah.
Essentially, what the idea is, because we obviously, I've got our Irish backgrounds, is starting with like a little mobile home like Max and Paddy just for a week organising a full tour
of Ireland,
and then awesome. Sending the itinerary to whoever wants it, and you can join us or you can't.
Oh, right, yeah.
So
we're
going to be in Galway here, we're going to be in the thingy there, and just getting about. So that's the idea. So yeah, I'll send you the itinerary.
Yeah, that's. Hey. I've got friends over in Mayo and Foxford. I love going over there.
Great fun. Now Joe Smith's still away, but he lands back when this comes out a week to the day. So people will be rejoicing they've missed Joe.
Yes, they've not.
They like that Dom.
Do you think they like Dom more?
They like Dom too much.
Do you think Joe is reading the comments?
He is at home. Can we get this flight home earlier?
Joe would not be reading comments.
Joe doesn't know what day it is.
Joe doesn't. If it's anything work or he's away, way, Jose.
Fair play to him. Yeah. I can't do that. I can't switch off when I'm older.
Mm. Oh, you sure you always got your phone on?
Yeah, always. It's like freelance lifestyle, isn't it? You turn up if you don't read that email.
I was stood on Oxford Road train station the other day, without a phone because it was ran out of battery, and just looking around. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was looking up like, I had like a bit peaceful. Instead of like some wacky podcast going on ears. Just lads taking the piss out of each other all the time. And me and my
That's mad though, isn't it? Well, yeah, we always have to seem to fill noise or any void that's going on.
It's gone a bit wild.
Plug something in.
What are you like on the phone or the toilet?
Always. I was on the this morning, my girlfriend phoned me and she WhatsApp called me and I said, well, if you're going to do it, I'm having a poo.
I mean, I get myself into a wild situation now. Because, like, obviously TikTok, for some bizarre reason, like, one thing it's starting to do is just show me traffic cops, but in different parts. So, like, it'll hook you in, like, a traffic cop episode part one, and it'll have a really catchy, like, title, like, Scouser Loses His Head on the M6.
What, literally?
Well, that's what I thought. So now I watched part one. Obviously, it's a cliffhanger. Part two, part three. I'm on part, like, 41. I've just watched a full episode of Traffic Cops. I could have just put it on.
Yeah.
He didn't lose that. He just got into a fight. But because, you know, sometimes you're on TikTok doing a poo and obviously there's like sexy ladies dancing. I've sort of got like in a weird thing now where the smell of poo and a sexy lady. Where I'm like, you see a sexy lady, you think.
Shut up.
You see a sexy lady, you think, I wonder, does she smell like shit?
Just imagine the adverts for
then,
the perfume.
And then I have a shit and I think...
If you could create...
Honestly, after that curry when I was fighting, it nearly exploded, climaxed.
Right, if you could create like a shitty scented perfume then, what would it be?
What a shitty scented perfume.
Yeah, you're saying if these sexy ladies smell like poo, what would it be? Poofume.
So you don't get that? What do you do in the toilet? You know, you don't like speaking about pooing, but if you're on the toilet, it's past time, what do you do?
Twitter a lot. The thing, when you talk about Facebook, I remember there was a terrible, terrible phase.
If he's just moved the subject on here, by the way.
No.
Because none of us...
We're talking about Facebook.
None of us...
There's a terrible,
he doesn't
terrible
like talking talk about the toilet.
Does he not?
Doesn't like it.
No, but...
Is that doesn't phobia, like?
I think he bleeds on the toilet.
I don't... not so much these days anymore.
Why? Through the bum?
No, I
about the front?
No.
Oh.
No.
If it was through the bum, I don't know why you like...
No, just on the outside of... Not
the
through.
Outside of what?
The bum.
What?
But not like, it's not interior. I'm fine now, it's gone now.
Right, what do you mean, Jane?
After so many years, I was just a bit calmer and less aggressive with the bum.
So you think your aggression...
caught the bum.
Wow.
Back
to Facebook, because we were talking about Facebook, weren't we? Back
yeah.
To Facebook.
I went through a phase. Are you aware of the TV show? Sorry.
He's gonna die with it. What the fuck was that?
Sorry.
This is what we've got to deal with. We've got to deal with a human having a breakdown.
Sorry.
He went.
Listen.
You look broken, Ethan.
The good
doctor. What have they done to you?
The good doctor.
The good doctor, but it was. This company or this Facebook page would play it and it would all be in a really high frequency so that it wouldn't get plagiarised with this copyright free music playing in the background. So I watched many hours of that, of these people talking in high pitched voices, saving other people's lives.
Really?
I thought it was a load of shit, but I couldn't stop watching it.
And you'd watch this on a day to day?
Well, Facebook algorithm would catch me up, then I'd realise. But now, do you know what's a brilliant thing that I've saw on the medias? There's what? These people now and then pop up on my feed and they'll do like something to hook you and they'll go, you've been doom scrolling, haven't you? How long's it been? 10, 20, 30 minutes? Stop. Put your phone down. And I do it. I put my phone down.
Wow.
There was that person that helped me. I wish there was more like that out there.
Do you think you have a problem with your phone?
If it feels like something's missing. Do you know what I mean? Do you know, like, when I'm like, if I've not got it on me, if I'm not looking, like, for some... Oh, yeah, do you know what? I've actually got a problem on that. I'm just thinking there. Like, I was getting the dog ready yesterday, and this is weird, because I was thinking about...
The dog ready?
I've got probably to go for a walk.
Oh.
I was
shoes
on my phone.
On,
yeah, shoes on. I was on my phone upstairs, and I was checking Instagram, and then when I got downstairs, I put my shoes on, sat on the poof, ready to take the dog out.
You can't call him that.
I'm ready to take the dog out. And then for some reason I went, oh, I'll probably just check Instagram again. Nothing's changed. Nothing has changed. The dog's
same.
There, ready to go. And I'm like, but what? It's bad, isn't it?
I came out of work yesterday, and because I've been working in the prisons, you're not allowed your mobile phone all day.
Oh, shit.
I sort of get back out, check Twitter, and I thought, I've not put anything on Twitter today. I'll have to do something. And then I had the conversation, why do I have to do something? Yeah. Like, well, what do I have to do?
What's your hours saying? Can we have a look? You got your phone on you?
Bad.
You got your phone on you, Ethan. You're not too bad because you work quite a bit.
Well, I do, that's correct. But when it's days when I'm...
How are we going? Screen time. Right, here we go. Oof, fuck. Right, let me go see all... Oh, God. My week's not too bad. I've gone to my last week. Oof, God. I'm on my last week on average a day. So this is 5 hours and 21 minutes a day.
5 hours and 21
so
minutes.
So I spent a total of 9 hours and 52 minutes on TikTok last week, 7 hours on Instagram, 3 hours on Twitter, 2 hours on WhatsApp, 2 hours on Safari.
Where is it on the thing? Screen time.
Just check it.
Just my, search
fantasy
screen
football.
Time.
Oh, right, okay.
Screen time. You got that? Screen
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
you got
yeah,
it.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And then it kind of shows you an average this week. Scroll back. See what Ethan. You got yours?
Yes.
What? Read it out. It's not fucking. Not my readers.
No. Well,
my average is 5 hours and 42 minutes.
Similar, because I'm 5 hours 30 minutes.
I don't know what I was doing on Friday. 8 hours and 17 minutes was on the phone.
That's bad, that.
What did you do on Friday?
You know what I think it might be when I'm, because I listen to it, or when you're listening to audiobooks, does that count?
I don't actually know, you know. Do you set any limits? Becky, my partner sets 15 minutes, the windows, so it like comes up flashing. Alert, alert, alarm, alarm.
Alarm, alarm.
Alarm, alarm. So she can't be on Instagram for more than 15 minutes at
that's
a time.
Good. I've got that.
What the fuck? Right.
Last week was 6.5 hours average.
Go on, what's your top tier
Twitter?
And then what's underneath that, Safari?
Guess how much Twitter I used in the week.
If you guess how much Twitter I used in the week.
Yeah.
10 hours.
10 hours 43 minutes.
Bloody hell.
Are you Twitter?
I'm
Twitter.
Yeah,
Twitter.
Yeah.
And then what? Instagram.
So I don't really love Instagram. Most used apps is X, then WhatsApp or Chrome.
Oh, Google Maps 2 hours 17 makes it seem not that bad now.
Dude, but what are you doing for 2 hours and 17 minutes?
Just driving.
How's your car going, by the way, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, he's very well, thank you.
Hey.
The car. I'm brilliant at driving now.
When wasn't you? What was your problem?
For about 2 years.
Was it really?
Terrified. But now the road's my oyster.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
You said it's a he. What's their name?
You can't assume, actually. I'll take it back.
No, you...
If you want to ride a man, that's fine, Ethan.
Yeah,
It is fine.
It's absolutely fine.
Does have a...
What don't you like driving about driving?
Oh, the fear of death, probably.
The fear of death.
Yeah.
Are you ever on the motorway go, this is wild?
I nearly fucking died coming home yesterday, actually. Sorry, am I all right swearing? Yeah, I never had another time limit.
We have 30 minutes here.
I've got coming down the M6 yesterday, and I was playing some tunes. Look behind me, and I thought the car's a bit fucking close, the one behind me. And I look forward, and the car in front has smashed the brakes on and put the hazards. Because I've realised how close the car behind me is, I've had to swerve off onto the hard shoulder.
Oh my God.
And then the car behind me has gone through where I would have been and then just stopped like an ass hair away from the front.
Was his fucking problem?
Well, he was just driving willy-nilly, wasn't it? It was just like last minute, but unfortunately, if I'd not gone and like pulled over, fucking dead, mate.
That's mad. Honestly, you're on the motorway sometimes and there's like a lorry behind you and one coming up and you think, oh my, this is crazy.
I was driving Ethan to football the other day. What was that like, Ethan?
Oh, hell on earth.
Driving with a hailstone last Monday.
What, you giving him a lift of 40?
Yeah.
But like his coach?
He does
well at 40.
Well, he only let 19 goals in this week.
17,
sorry.
He let 17 goals.
And had a good game.
That was incredible.
You're coming to do penalty shootouts tomorrow, aren't you, for the BBC?
I could be, yes.
Good.
Where's that?
They want the United podcast to take
is
on
it
the City
radio?
Podcast.
Really? That'd be fun tomorrow. <isn't it? laughs>
Yeah. But it's fear of the mind, isn't it? What was I going to say? Have you ever hit an animal on a car? Not just like battered.
No, I don't think so.
I told you something about when I hit a badger once.
Nah, they're big though.
Well, you punched it.
No. In the car.
Oh.
It was down Kingsway.
Yeah.
Coming from the Cheadle John Lewis.
Yep.
We were coming back from like a gig, some mates, and we weren't boozing. We just drove to see a band that we like, and I was dropping them back off at their halls in town. And a badger. Or was it a beaver?
No, it wouldn't have been a fucking beaver.
No, that would have been a badger, I imagine.
Why wouldn't it be in a fucking beaver?
Because there's no fucking beavers about anymore. They're just putting them back in the habitat.
Oh, maybe there's not beavers about because you've not got any road safety.
Yeah. No, because they're not there.
I killed the last beaver.
You did not kill the last beaver.
Let's call it a badger then. And what was you doing in this situation? So I was going down, it's like a dual carriageway. I could see me making a dart for the other side of the road. But I know at my speed, safe speed, I was going to hit, right? So I could put my foot down, but I know it'd have to be a dramatic foot down. And there's someone
behind you.
Not too close, but close enough that if I put my foot down,
Could you not go over to the lane?
I also did. You should have been there because that would have been great advice. At the time. I also did a calculation in my head to think if I hit this beaver now, Badger. Sorry, badger. If I hit this badger now at this speed, I'm probably just going to really hurt it and not kill it.
You were doing all that. So what distance did you have?
So I sped up.
And just completely levered it?
Fucking gone.
To kill it? Because you knew you'd injure it?
Yeah.
Fuck.
What would you have done? Apart from don't move lane. Right, okay.
Right, okay.
That would have been a great option. If I
probably would have hit the brakes, to be honest.
Do you like beavers?
And badgers and foxes. I'm not a massive fan of badgers, but if it was a fox, I probably would have done.
I like foxes.
Yeah, you would have just done like the hazards and hit the brakes.
Yeah, I should have, but panicked.
I would have sped up.
How
far did it fly down Kingsway?
Dog.
Did it go a distance? Yeah, did you get out of the car to try and look and make sure you did a proper dot job?
It made a noise to suggest that my car was done.
Did you ruin your car?
A week later it was.
Fuck.
Sad that. My first one, red polo called Elmo.
Killed by a badger that you killed.
Killed by a badger.
Hang on. How tall is the badger? Is there a possible way?
What do you mean? How tall was the badger?
If you went over the badger perfectly centre, and the badger would have went underneath the car and not hit by the tyres,
like some evil Knievel trick.
What?
Yeah, if he just stayed,
guy sort of shrinks himself in. He doesn't know. I'm sorry. Anyway, I have to think about that badger.
Yeah. No, I've never hit anything, but I don't think I'd lever it into the distance.
Birds sometimes.
Would you kill food to eat it? Have you done that?
So,
like, would you kill a chicken?
Yeah,
I'd kill a chicken.
Easy, Ethan. You'd kill a chicken. Well, you have to beat the chicken first, and it's not likely you could
beat
win.
A chicken.
Would you, if you had to kill a chicken to eat it, would you survive?
No, I just can't deal with the real world. Really, it's wrong being. Meat eaters, really, isn't it? But we do it. And the right answer is probably veganism. We all know it. We're just scared to look it in the face.
So you're on this earth by yourself, right?
Yeah.
Ethan's world. There's still animals kicking about. You're not going to kill any of them. You're going to turn vegan. You do have the opportunity to go out and get your own food, you know, hunt your own food, get it and cook it, you know?
How about a fish?
The fish is a moron, isn't it, famously? It doesn't really know what's going on. But still, it's not right, is it? But we all bloody just keep on going and then we'll die and on our deathbeds we'll go, oh, I should have been a vegan. We'll probably...
You're going to die either way, whether you're a vegan or you're a meat eater. I think I'd kill most animals to eat them.
Becky?
Not that I would eat them, but I mean, if I had to, I don't think I'd be put off.
My partner doesn't eat things that would, like, be happy if you returned from, like, a day out. So, like, a sheep would...
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh, that's decent. Like, Becky's back. Chicken won't give a shit, would it?
No, chicken. What about cats? Because cats are quite indifferent.
Yeah. Right, we've not ordered your 1 out of 10 club. I've not really even warned you about it.
Okay.
But 1 out of 10 club is the opposite to 9 out of 10 club, which we will get you in and do because of your food. So it is food that is bad.
Okay.
But controversial the better, because last week Jay brought in hash browns.
Okay.
And that causes stir, but people respect Jay. And they respected his opinion,
yeah.
Although ultimately he was wrong. Do you have a food like that?
That I wouldn't eat? Or?
That you think is pretty shit, but it doesn't have to be controversial. You can just throw anything in there.
Right, okay.
But yeah, food that you kind of really shush.
Beans. I can't stand beans. I find them pathetic. I can't have them. You know, if someone brings out like if you go to a greasy spoon and they'll put beans on and it touches anything on my plate, fuck off, won't eat it. Or tomatoes as well, another one. I like real tomatoes on a Sunday breakfast. I can't stand them.
Beans, Ethan. Beans.
Beans. Yeah, I could like.
Oh, he's wrong.
So you know what Ethan brought into the 9 out of 10?
Beans.
Beans with little sausages in.
You know, do you know what he brought in? He brought in. Just not suck it up here. He brought in beans and toast and cheese, didn't he?
Right. So what you're hearing here is that. He needed sausages with his beans to bring it up, and you needed cheese and toast to bring your beans up. You couldn't eat them on their own.
And salt and pepper.
Well, there you go. They need flavouring. They're bland, very dry.
Are you mad? Not dry, are they?
No.
Why would something in a sauce?
Well, that's
dry.
A sauce, isn't it? Beans on their own are dry. When you're breaking into them, they're quite dry.
What are we putting in here? The standard beans in tomato
sauce? Yeah, I just can't stand any of that. Like beans, like the same sort of stuff that you get in spaghetti, isn't it? More or less. Spaghetti sauce. That's what the bean shit is, isn't it? The sauce that you're getting beans is pretty similar to the spaghetti sauce, isn't it?
Yeah,
pretty similar.
So we're taking can of beans with tomato sauce in.
Shit. Crap food.
I'm with you on the grilled tomato.
Tomatoes are horrible. I'd say tomatoes are worse than beans for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the snot part of the tomato that I can't stand.
Yeah.
What bit is that?
The flesh and all that, like that really goes through me. Can't stand it.
What about when you go to places and they just give you a little bit of like on the vine cherry tomatoes?
On the vine, I'm not too bad because I can throw that. And I don't mind dry tomatoes. But I got a kebab last night and I was fuming because I said no tomatoes and there was a sliver with the snotty bit on my kebab. I was fuming. I said to my mum, do you want that?
You lived the life.
I wouldn't have it. I didn't need the kebab.
Liver kebab on a fucking Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Which one? Real leverage, you mate.
Yeah, Cha Cha's, I think it was. Down there.
Not red cherry.
Your red cherry still going?
Fucking
is
still going.
Yeah, that was a gangster one back in the day. Chip naan butties. You've had that?
That's good.
Chip naan butties. Yeah, fresh naan, fries, and we used to put like chili sauce in it with lemon as well. Fucking really, really good.
Fucking
hell. On that.
I'm hungry now.
Chip naan.
Beans.
Yeah, it's not in the 1 out of 10 group.
Say it with your chest.
It's just not in the 1 out of 10 group. You could convince me with the tomato for it. Shit. Although I did have a Subway the other day and the tomato was in the sandwich, I thought, this is the first time I've not minded a tomato in the sandwich, which is really good news. So maybe I'll...
Driving and tomatoes now, big man.
I think you're switching to tomatoes because I agree the grilled tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yeah. Right. That's well overrated.
Are we all saying a grilled tomato on a breakfast is shit?
Yep.
1 out of 10?
One out of 10. Oh, nice.
This is it. You've done it.
Yes.
Now, I'm really worried because Jay reckons we're racist because he's our only... Do you remember what he said? He's not had a successful 9 out of 10 or 1 out of 10 club offering. He called me and Nathan racist last week. And now you've come here and your first ever suggestion.
Yeah.
We basically helped you to get one in.
That's fine. Well, thank you very much about that.
Do you think he's going to be bothered? Do you think he'll be fuming?
I'll tell him. I'm going to text him now.
What did you say?
No, just us sticking together. No.
Sticking together. He's off his fucking head. Right, Scotty and Motty.
Yep.
Every episode's on YouTube, podcast.
Yeah, every live every Monday between 6 and 7. And if you want to do Agony Uncles, where we get people... We have to get you in for the Agony Uncles, actually. We had Angelina in doing it last week. It was good.
What was the one last week?
So one of the ones last week was... Is it strange that I am polite to my AI? So there's a guy who says, like, thank you and please, and slightly flirts.
I do
his
that.
Wife says it's weird.
Oh, you got it, because one day... They'll control the world.
Thank you. That was exactly what I said. I've seen Terminator. They're not going to forget that shit. Be nice now.
They're making notes, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Would you
have sex with a robot?
Yeah.
No. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? In the future.
He's speaking a lot here. I think you know the answer, don't you?
I wouldn't have sex with a robot. I couldn't.
If it was fit.
He's still a robot, isn't it? Would you, Ethan?
What about one of those... not plasticky dolls, but the ones where the silicon. What do you do that?
Well, like the texture.
The silicon ones.
You just know in the back of your head, though, wouldn't you, that it's a robot? You can't be doing that.
Yeah.
I think as time advances, though, I think more people are going to move towards that world.
Yeah. It's going to be sad, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh.
It might not be. There might be a lot more happier people.
True. Anyway, this has been the Slobby Joe's podcast. Ethan, would you have sex with a robot? Don't ask us about Facebook or some sort of other one. Would you, yes or no?
Well, I'm very fond of my partner. Was it cheating if you were to have sex with a robot?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know, because...
What is it, isn't it?
Nah, it depends how... If she, I don't know.
It's just another form of masturbation.
No, but would you not be offended if you found out Becky was riding a bigger robotic rod than one of yours?
Do women not already use vibrators? Are they not all, is that not already a robot?
No, but if you put a face on it.
I'll just draw a smiley face on it with the vibrator.
Call it. But the thing is, maybe you could get like a Joe Terminator when you weren't there, so you could have like your face on it.
Christ. We're going to go now. Thank you very much for watching the Sloppy Joe's podcast. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye. Thank you, Scotty.
See you later, man.
Bye. Wave Ethan.
Ta-ra.